Good evening. This is Elaine Ireland, and you're going global for spirit with Elaine Ireland on BBSRadio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. So they tell me, and I believe them. And tonight, at our new time, on our new station one, on our new day, I have Kramer Wetzel. He's an astrologer extraordinaire, and always the first to be on a new something with me on radio. So, welcome, Kramer. How are you tonight?
Excellent.
In a few minutes, I'll give out two phone numbers, one that worldwide will call and one that the United States and Canada share. So get something to write on and something to write with, and in a few minutes, we'll do that. Kramer, let's go ahead and give out, we'll wait until they get their pencil and everything. What are we talking about tonight?
I'm wide open on whatever you want to discuss at this point. The thing that I was kind of, I had to babysit a couple of my clients today, and I use that expression lovingly, of course. But when I talk about babysitting them, what it is it's like going, just chill out, okay? Don't get so worked up over something that you don't need to get worked up over right now. The reason why we have Cinco de Gringo coming up, or Drinko de Gringo, or Drinko, Cinco de Drinko, I don't remember.
De Mayo.
It's one of those. I knew it's a marketing thing to sell a lot of liquor, if I'm not mistaken. And I could be wrong about that.
Folks,
but
for folks,
there's something else that's going on. We've got about 10 o'clock Monday morning, local time. We're going to have the moon line up with the sun, and it's going to be in Taurus, and it's an early degree of Taurus. This is a starting point.
For?
Just a new cycle, new springtime cycle. You know, it's time to start springing forward. It's time for things to start being a little bit better. It's time for things to be picking up somewhat. It's time for things to be good. And between now and then, you're going to run into people that are, it's like, it's my favorite. There's a guy banging his head against the brick wall, and I go, you know, if you stop hitting the wall, it won't hurt as much. And that part is, I mean, it's a very simple message for right now. We don't have far to go on this either.
Okay, May, we went into a new sign around the 28th of April, right? So what sign are we in now?
Oh, we're in Taurus right now.
Taurus. So everything's going to be wrapped around Taurus that we're going to talk about tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, for starters, right. Yes.
Okay, for starters. Okay. So go for it.
I mean, that was the whole point. See, you know, I have talked my way through what I was going to talk about. There's a lot of extra energy that goes with this, too. Down at the very tail end of Virgo, right at the very beginning of Virgo, right at 1 degree of Virgo right now, we have Saturn. Saturn's been moving backwards, and it's been frying. It has an impact on on all the mutable signs. The mutable signs, of course, are going to be your Geminis, and then especially your May Geminis have been feeling this. And then you've had your, on the other side, the November Sagittarius have been feeling this like me. And then we've also got the February Pisces have been feeling this. And on the flip side, we've also got the August Virgos have all been feeling this effect of Saturn, okay? And Saturn is making a tight angle to Pluto, which is in Capricorn at this moment. And once again, this works out being really, really good. It's a starting point. What I'm covering between Capricorn, which is an earth sign, and Virgo, which is an earth sign, and in Taurus, which is an earth sign, I've covered all three of the earth signs. What we're doing is this is a giant kind of starting point that's going to get us rolling through the rest of the summer. For good or for ill, it's there.
What do we need to look for to help us take care of the negative energy that you're implying?
Well, now, my favorite is a little yin-yang symbol, okay? It's got a black and a white tadpole. And, you know, it's the good and the bad. And it's not, you know, is the glass half empty or is it half full? That's the question I always ask. There's always one smart-ass out in the crowd who will always pick it up and say, doesn't matter if it's half empty or half full because, gulp, it's all gone now. Now, the the point about some of this stuff, though, part of where I'm going with this and part of what I would look at in order to use some of this energy that we've got going right now in order to make the most out of this, we're dealing with earth stuff, okay? The bedrock, the foundation of the very core of what we believe in. So what we want to do is address some of those core issues, some of the stuff that you absolutely have no intention of ever changing, right? Maybe you want to look at some of that stuff and think, yeah, there is a possibility of some change here. Yeah, we might want to do this differently. Yeah, we might want to look at this in a different light. Assuming that your foundation is good doesn't mean that it is good. All right?
Okay.
You want to go through and check stuff. You want to go through and test it once or twice. It's that Virgo energy, too.
How do we do that?
The Virgos are the ones that are always going to be... There's a bean counter. They count. I'm a Virgo accountant. I've been audited twice. They can't find anything wrong with my tax return. I'm also a compulsive receipt saver, so, you know, that's to my advantage, too. But it's my Virgo accountant who gets all the credit for that. They're perfectionists. Now, they're also the ones that are in the back. They're the little people in the back of the room going, are you sure you want to do that? I'm talking about that is we've got a foundation. I'm talking about all the earth signs, and we've got a foundation. Is our foundation solid? Is there some way we can shore up this foundation? The negative or the positive energy, it needs to be addressed.
While we're taking a breath, for the folks up there that would like to call in, our worldwide number is 877-489-6350. Canada and the United States, you share a number, 1-888-228-4494. So this is a call-in show. It's an uninterrupted by commercial show, so we have plenty of time for you to call in and ask Kramer questions. It's handy to have your, of course, your birth date, and if you have the time, and, of course, your place where you're born, that helps him to do a mini chart for you here on the air, answer a question or two. Even if it's a general question about astrology, something to learn, that would be great. So you're welcome to do that. Worldwide, 877-489-6350, Canada and the United States, 1-888-228-4494. Tonight, Kramer Wetzel is with me, Elaine Ireland, on Going Global for Spirit. Now, what else do we need to know about?
It's kind of the stuff that I'd be looking at right now. This is one of the things that we've got going on. It's we see some big changes that are on our horizon, and how are we going to embrace these changes, and are we building these changes on a solid foundation? And that's why I'm back to this thing, because to me it looks like we've got a solid foundation for a lot of things. A lot of brilliant change that's going on. A lot of good stuff to be happening. We're getting ready for what's going to be kind of a pesky little Mercury retrograde that's going to start at the end of May.
Oh, no.
No, it's not bad. It is a great time. I enjoy Mercury retrograde. I revel in it for at least 2 weeks out of the 3 weeks.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
It's a vacation. It's a vacation. The only thing I do is answer my phone and tell people not to worry, don't panic, because Mercury's retrograde. I was talking to the lady sitting next to me, and she was a psychologist, okay, or a psychiatrist. And she looked at me, and she finally said, is Mercury retrograde right now? And I said, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. And she said, oh, good. And now this is a professional counselor. What she did is she said when Mercury was retrograde, she would just dispense a little astrological breast milk and just tell them it's going to be okay and not to worry, and everything was going to work out eventually. And this is somebody who's in the business of counseling people.
What are the dates for this Mercury?
Basically, you know, the easiest way to look at it is the whole month of Gemini, from May 25th until about June 15th.
Okay.
And it's going to be in Gemini. So that means that we can take all our problems and multiply them by two.
Thank you.
And you know what the dates are? People say not to sign contracts at this time. I have not found that to always be applicable. What I do is I'm just a little bit careful about some of the promises that I make during that time. About 80% of anything that I produce when Mercury is retrograde, I have to go back and redo later. That's not always bad. I do a lot of creative work when Mercury is retrograde. It's a great time for brainstorming. Come up with solutions I wouldn't have otherwise come up with.
I think my retrograde has started early.
Yeah, there are some people who feel it a little bit early. Right now we're in the very last quarter moon. The moon is not quite completely dark yet. It'll be dark Monday morning. And until we get done with this darkness with the moon, okay, people are a little bit more fractious than usual. As one of my friends says, it's like pushing rope. You know, and if we look at the other side of that, instead of pushing the rope, how about pulling on it? It works a whole lot better. And that's, you know, it's how you deal with it.
Well,
right?
So far, I've had to replace the phone and my computer's dead. Not just focus.
Well, leave the computer dead for a little while. Yeah, and maybe that's not such a bad thing.
No, sometimes it's not. It's picked a really bad time. So, anyway, yes. And that's another thing about Mercury being in retrograde. Mechanical things tend to be messy, not cooperate.
Yeah, it's always the worst possible time and the worst possible way. Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. But you like Mercury in retrograde.
Because one of the things that I enjoy doing the most is I'm a writer. And I do not work on anything that I consider like work-oriented writing at that time. In emails that I send out, in text messages that I send out, there will be egregious errors. Huge errors of, you know, in a really big way. But you know what? It's Mercury retrograde, and I just don't get all worked up about it. I was exchanging a text message with one of my girlfriends today, and I said I left my sunglasses on while I was in the store because I didn't want to take them off. And my little girlfriend got all worried that I had left my sunglasses behind. No, I left them on. I didn't leave them off. I left them on. That's so I wouldn't lose them, okay? I didn't lose them. But, you know, it turned into this sort of hilarious kind of, so you left them there, so we have to go get them. No, I have them right here on my face right now. I left them on. I didn't leave them off.
Miscommunication.
Yeah. Now, the fault of the communication was mine, all right? Let's be clear about that. I can blame whatever I want, but when you boil it down to the hard, cold facts, the fault was mine. It's one of those little text messages trying to type something on a phone that doesn't work always great, and I had mistyped it or something, hit the wrong number. These things happen. Get worked up about it? No. It's not worth the energy to get worked up about.
I think that's important, what you just said. It's not worth the energy to get worked up about it. Yeah. Take care of whatever goes wrong and just let it pass over.
Yeah. You know, and it's not... And worst case scenario, we're going to have to go back to the store and walk in and say, oh, that's right, you don't have my sunglasses here. No, they're on my face!
How can they reach you? How can folks reach you now that they've got something to write with?
The easiest way to find me is at astrofish.net, astrofish.net. Look up Fishing Guide to the Stars. That would be me.
Phone number, is everything on there?
Everything's on there.
Okay, and it's a fun site.
Contact me. The best way to get a hold of me is to shoot me an email. I will get back to you just as quick as I can.
And it's a fun site to read. Kramer's a very good writer. With a very good sense of humor, and tell us how long it is.
One of the things that I like to do, you know, a couple of people, I was doing the last quarter moon, and people are being a little fractious and a little upset and a little uptight. I'm just like saying, just chill out until Monday, you know. Don't get worked up. It's just that last quarter moon. One of those things. You can't get too worried about it. Is that you?
That was an odd beat. I don't know what's going on. Are you there?
Hello, yes.
Hi, this is Elaine. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Fine. What is your first name?
My name is Anna.
Anna?
Mm-hmm.
And what question or comment did you have for Kramer?
My question is geared towards career choices. And just to get an overall sense of the direction I'm going.
Kramer?
Regarding careers.
I'm having problems hearing.
She wants to have some direction with career choices.
All right, what's your birthday?
Birthday, Anna.
June 27, 1956.
We're having a little trouble hearing, Anna. I apologize for the repeat.
Yes, that's fine. It sounds very soft to me, too.
Okay.
Do I need to speak louder?
Yes, please.
Help.
I'll yell at you. How's that?
Definitely scream at us if we bust the boards, the soundboard, but a little louder would help. Okay, career choices for Anna. Do you need where
Cancer,
she was born?
And you're in the next 2 years, you've got a fairly big directional change that you're going to make. It's probably, you got the first bump as of like about 6 weeks ago. And you got another, it was the first nudge saying, let's think about some career changes here. I just corresponded with a guy. As a matter of fact, I got this afternoon, this evening. And what he was talking about is this is a guy who happens to be an earth sign. And he has learned to take joy in doing yard work. It's something he's never liked before. And I'm talking about this because what that does is it grounds him a little bit.
Right.
And it's always, well, I don't like mowing the lawn, but it has to be done. And all of a sudden, you like to find joy there. Now, Anna, what you're trying to do is you're trying to find someplace where you can find that joy again. Because I take it that the joy has kind of gone out of the day job right now, right?
Right.
Okay. In the next 2 years, you're doing a fairly big transformation. It's like somebody's going to reach in and turn you inside out.
Correct.
All right? This is
happening
between now. As a matter of fact, this is more like about an 18-month cycle from this point on. We're looking at an 18-month cycle. And you got some choices about which directions you can go. And between now and I'd put it right at about August 1st. Between now and August 1st, you have a chance to make some serious changes, and this is a course correction that you're going to do.
Yes.
And once again, I come back to look for where the joy is.
Okay.
You know, there's some kind of a passion that you have followed lately, and you sort of, or you'd like to follow it, but it doesn't pay very well.
Right, and I've worked very hard the last couple of years. To find that joy, to learn, take courses, to direct me more towards what I'm discovering more and more, my true passion and my true joy. And I guess I'm just looking for validation that truly is the correct thing to do and that there is light at the end of this tunnel of burning the candle at both ends.
Yes, there is. It can take up to 2 years to get there from here.
And it'll take another 2 years to get there?
It could take up to. I didn't say it would. It could.
It could, okay. But I'm definitely in that direction, though.
Yeah. It's a matter of finding it's the joy in it.
Right.
The real quick correspondence that I had with this is a guy who's done some artwork for me at one time, and I really appreciate his work. And so I value interactions that I have with this guy. And he said he was learning to have fun doing yard work. And that sort of took me by surprise because once upon a time I owned a house. And I used to enjoy getting up every Saturday morning and mowing the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that, if you're going to be a homeowner, that's one of the things that you have to, like, learn how to enjoy, right?
Right, right.
And so I did. Anyway, thinking about that, how he had to learn how to do it. When I owned a house, man, that's something that I look forward to doing.
Kramer, does it show somewhere in there that she's going to be leaving the town that she's now living in?
Leaving the town?
Yeah, I get boxes by her front door.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a possibility too, Anna, that could help instigate you getting what you want out of this career path. You may
end
up moving.
That's very interesting because I have been discussing whether I should move or not. but I don't know where.
And you probably won't get a hint about where for a while because you're not prepared to move yet. You're not, the instigation is not really there. Just keep an open mind.
Okay.
Keep an open mind, but you can also start going through and start cutting loose with some of the things that you hold on to.
Absolutely.
Some of the things that we think that are important are really not always that important.
Yeah. It's amazing how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what he's saying is very much a downsized kind of energy, because it wouldn't surprise me if you downsize considerably.
I don't like the term downsize.
Okay.
I like the term, I've got all this extra stuff that I've carted around with me for years and years, and you know, you can let go of it.
A lot of it. Right.
I had this big, huge library that I kept, you know, by the time I graduated from 17 years, by the time I graduated from college, you know, I had this huge, very extensive library. And three times I had to go through that library and get books that I was never, ever going to use ever again.
Yeah.
And send them to the used bookstore.
Right.
Set them free.
Right. Share the
knowledge. Books are very valuable to me. And I love my libraries, but, you know, there's some of these things you're holding on to unnecessarily. Finally, I had to look at one of these books and said, you know, I'm never going to read this. I'd like to. It's one of the great works of Western literature, but, you know, it's not going to happen.
Right.
I'm a pack rat for books, too.
What, Anna?
I'm a pack rat for books, too.
But which books are you going to use and which books are you not going to use? Now, between now and your birthday is a good... one of the tricks, and this works really well, okay?
Okay.
One of the tricks is I get a stack of books that I'm going to take to the used bookstore. We've got this great chain here called Half Price Books. You take them, a big old pile of books, and they'll give you like about $3 for them.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just go buy one more book. But, you know, I'm checking in a box of books and I'm walking out with one book, it's a deal, right?
Right.
So, but what I do is I get a stack of books that I'm going, matter of fact, I have another stack that's already started right here. And there were a couple of extra books that were in it that I took off the shelf and I put in the stack, and then later I took out of the stack and put it back on the shelf. I didn't say take them and get rid of them all right now. I just said start a stack that you're going to get rid of. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Some of these you're not ready to get rid of. And there's one book, and it's been in that stack three times, and three times I've taken it out because I've gotten a call on the phone and I've had to use it as a reference book.
Right.
Which is kind of an example that, you know, maybe I shouldn't get rid of it.
Right.
But
inevitably, when we pull a book off the shelf to do something like this, that's when we either read it or we have to use it, like Kramer says, as a reference.
Yeah.
Inevitably.
Take the stuff that you've been carting around with you, that you've been packing around with you for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Take the stuff and see what part of it you can set free.
Okay. So
does
this
help, Anna?
Sorry?
Does this help?
It does a lot. It clears up the fog here of the direction, because I can feel this inner shift in me, this inner change. It's very tumultuous. And it's not out there. It's in me. And so it's interesting because I have been really, really feeling like I need to move, but I don't know why or where. And then changing careers.
I can't give you a definite on the career, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let me look. I've got to grab a pair of glasses so I can read the fine print in this book. Look up when a certain planet is going to be at a certain place. I'm going to give you a window when I would expect something to happen, all right?
Okay.
Where are you from, Anna?
Where I was born?
No, where are you living right now?
Oh, Alberta, Canada.
All right. You are my first call from Canada. Thank you.
Oh, excellent.
I've been begging for a Canadian call ever since I started.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for being there. And
January 2010.
Wow.
That's the career stuff.
I'm sorry, Kramer. What was that?
That's when you will definitely be pushed off in the new direction.
January 2.
Landed and pushing forward. You have another opportunity it's going to come, I want to say, I'm looking at like also, you know, January of 09 too. So we've got the rest of 08 to go ahead and finish committing some of the stuff that you're doing with the career.
Did you hear the date, Santa?
Not the first one, no.
January of
09. January 09. January 09 and January 10.
Yeah. 09 and 10.
Oh, yeah.
January. Both years.
But in the meantime, you're clearing up some other things and you're continuing to learn and to prepare.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Well, that's good. You've got lots of time to really be prepared for the move and the changes.
So those, the 09, the January 09 and 010 are the windows for moving or career change or both?
I think January 09 is a move.
Well, that's a cold time to be moving.
Yes, it is, Canada.
Oh, darn.
That's like people in Texas who move in the middle of the summer. What are you thinking?
Yeah, July and August can kill you around here.
It's 110 outside.
Aww.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Jan. Call in another time and let us know how you're doing.
I will. I will. Thank you for this. This was fun.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Kramer.
All right.
She's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah.
Got some good feeling from her. She's going to be okay.
Okay. We covered this, I think it was in January, but I'm going to come back and cover it one more time now. The beginning of the cardinal stuff, okay? People that are between 0 and, say, 10 degrees of a cardinal sign are feeling the effects of Pluto over the next about 3-4 years. They're going to feel the effects of Pluto. Now for cardinal signs, that's like your December Capricorn. That's your, she's a perfect example, the June Cancer. Or the March Aries, or, yeah, March Aries. I'm drawing a blank real fast. Wait a minute.
And I don't know them that well to help you.
The September Libras.
Okay.
I just think I know my Libras. Anyway, they're the ones that are all starting to really feel the effect of Pluto being in Capricorn, and they're the ones that this is for the next couple of years, this is a theme that's going to be running through their signs. And it's about starting something up, starting something new. And she's at a point in life where she's a little bit afraid to move on to a new job. But right now is one of the best things to do, is to get ready to move to that new position. Do something that you like. Do something that you enjoy. Do something where you find joy doing it. One of the ones that I've always been afraid of are what I call the Leo accountant. Now, Lane, you're a Leo, so you can see how this is going to go, can't you?
Yeah.
Now, the Leo accountants, the deal with the Leo accountants that I always run into is that you take this very creative sign and then you force them into a position like bookkeeping, and sometime between the ages of 30 and 40, they come unglued and go, I can't take it anymore. They've got to find some way to express that creative energy. Either that or they get very, very sick, have health problems, become debilitated in more than one way, cover it up with, you know, drugs and alcohol, whatever the escape mechanism is. There is another side to that. And that's at the point where they start to explore whatever it is that their muse is pushing them to do. If you let them go in that direction, it works great.
Hmm. You can find Kramer at astrofish.net, astrofish.net. I remember
it. Yeah,
the
whole fishnet thing, you know, astrology, yeah. Fishnet, yeah. Oh, forget it.
That's how I remember it.
Yeah.
The fishnet, and let me give you some phone numbers.
There's some people who say that I look good in fishnet stockings, I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
That ought to scare you a little bit. Yeah.
He's tall and lanky, folks, so just imagine. Worldwide, call us at 877-489-7262. 6350, Canada, United States. You share a number, 1-888-228-4494. Call in. We've had our first call this evening, and that first call happened to be my first call from Canada, so I'm excited about that. Let me know you guys are out there and really listening. This is Kramer Wetzel, astrologer from Central Texas. What else are we doing? Tell us about Taurus in general. What are the Taurus? What are traits of the Taurus?
Oh, if you would do that to me, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Oh.
I have some Tauruses in my life, so.
It's an extremely sensual sign. It's a matter of also understanding what you're dealing with. Taurus is an earth sign, and it's a fixed sign, quite possibly the most stubborn of all the fixed signs. I know you're a Leo, and you'd really rather have the Leo be the most stubborn, but they're not. Tauruses it's an extremely sensual sign. I was stalked by a Taurus girl one time. It took her 3 years to catch me. Most guys, it should take them about 30 seconds to catch one of us. Oh, excuse me, it's not a stalker, it's a groupie. I'm sorry, I get that confused. Anyway, but Tauruses are very, I didn't say that they're slow, but they will take a while to get around to making up their mind about something. All right? One of the ways I describe the various signs or how the signs deal with obstacles, and let's say that an obstacle is that brick wall right in front of us, okay? If it's that brick wall that's right in front of us, how is an Aries going to deal with it? An Aries, the sign of the ram. They're associated with the planet Mars. They just go straight into that brick wall. They don't look to the left. They don't look to the right. They just take it head on. They'll sit there and bang their head against that brick wall until the brick wall gives in. Taurus is going to take one look at the Aries that's banging their head against that brick wall. They're going to say, wow, that looks like it hurts. If we just put some green drapes up here and a shady lounge, I can have bonbons and champagne. Well, they got a Hershey bar and light beer, but who cares, you know? It's not a chaise lounge, it's a piece of lawn furniture. But you know what? It's all good and it's comfortable. You can tell when I'm trying to catch a Taurus because I break out all of my silk. They're very, very tactile. It's all about the way things feel. I learned how to shop from a Taurus girl. She showed me how to feel. I'm a guy. We go in, it looks like it's my size. The label says it's my size, I buy it. That's good. You know? Tauruses, they're a little bit different about it. What they're going to do is they're going to stop and they're going to feel two shirts to see which one is softer, see which one is more gentle, see which one they would prefer. I've seen them actually do that, too. Scary. Anyway. That's the way the Taurus is going to work, and that's that whole sensual / tactile nature about them. They're accused of being materialistic. They're not materialistic, really. Not at all. The deal with the Taurus, though, is that what they're looking for is they're looking for stability. Okay? They don't want material things because they want to appear wealthy. What they want material things for is because it means that they don't have to worry about going out and hunting for food. One of the fun things that I've done with Taurus is when I've had one sitting down with me, I go, hey, you got any food in your purse? And Taurus girl will go, no, I don't have any food. Well, I've got half a pack of breath mints and gum and, you know, half of a sandwich and a bottle of water in case we get hungry. No, there's no food there. Okay. See the point there, right?
I don't think I've ever heard that about a sign before, being worried about...
You've never said that?
Mm-mm.
Ask them one time if they got any food. You'll be surprised what the Taurus will come up with. This is a stability thing. It's not materialistic. It's like you can't tell if this is going to turn into, you know, what happens if we have a flat tire and, you know, we're stuck someplace by the side of the road. We need to have something to eat and drink.
Well, one of my Taurus friends always has health bars with her.
There you
fruit.
Go.
Always
yeah.
Fruit. I would never have put that as a description of the sign for her, ever. Interesting. Just thought that's who she was.
Yeah.
This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. You know that, or you wouldn't be hearing this. Worldwide, call in at 877-489-6350, the United States and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. Kramer Wetzel, astrologer, is with us this evening on our first show on Station 1 on Thursday at 9 o'clock. Can you tell I'm excited about being on at this particular time on this particular station? We have Thomas Nolan will be with us next week talking about a little bit about the I Ching and connecting, finding major keys to obtaining and maintaining a balanced life. The next week we'll have Belinda Mendoza. She is a fabulous feng shui person. So come back and join us. Kramer will be with us again in a couple of months as well when we hit some of these major astrology sign changes that go on periodically with us. Kramer, do you have any information about some of the constellations and what may be happening, how some of the constellations and their movement in the sky will affect us in these signs? Did I lose you?
Yeah, lost me on that one, sorry.
Okay. I was thinking about Orion early today. I've been thinking about Orion a lot lately. Can you tell me why a Leo would be concerned about Orion? No. Okay, that's all right. I just normally don't say...
I'm sorry, you caught me completely by surprise without having a chance to check any of my reference material, and I can't answer that question. Orion's normally a winter constellation.
That's okay.
You can see where he is at night. He's really easy to spot.
Yeah.
But
for some reason, I've dreamed about Orion. I've had Orion come up.
He's a warrior, isn't he?
Huh?
He's a warrior.
Yeah. Mhm. And that's not usually a constellation that I'm connected to. So I thought, well, maybe it has. I'm a Leo, so maybe it has something to do with what's going on in the current sign. So I thought that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
But if you don't know, that's okay. You can put it up on your website. Answer it on your website.
Yeah.
So people can go there and check it out.
Yeah. That one caught me completely off guard.
That's okay. That's something you can find out about and put on your website. People can go check it out. You'll find astrofish.net is where you can find Kramer. There are also some phone numbers on there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, phone numbers, email, all that sort of stuff. And the ever-present order form.
Ever-present order form. He's written some books.
If y'all want to buy anything, that's the way to get it.
What are the names of your books?
My favorite book is called To Meet Tuesday.
I say that again.
And it's called To Meet Tuesday. It's available Amazon, online, on the website, everywhere you want to go. It's named for the Tuesday special at a little barbecue place in Austin. And it started as a joke, like anything else, but I found myself every Tuesday, either Monday night or Tuesday night, one of those two nights, it's first of the week, doing a long essay about two particularly meaty topics. So in addition to going and having barbecue in the summertime, you know, I'd walk down there and have some barbecue, go for a swim in the creek. I would then wrestle with, like I said, two meaty topics, something. And that's where that idea, that's where the name came from originally. The book is just, it's a collection of stories that I've accumulated over the years about things that have happened. And it's not, strictly speaking, an astrology book, but it's about what it's like to be an astrologer and interacting with people on an almost constant basis. And
I need to get that one.
What?
I need to get that one.
Yeah. I had more fun with it than anything else. The other two books, of course, I've got, if you're an insert sign here, and if you want to find out if you get along with an insert sign here, I've got a book that's written about that. It's a love guide. It's called Fishing Guide to the Stars, Fishing for Love. And the other one that I've got is called Pink Cake. And, you know, I just don't think it's the title of Pink Cake. Really
pink what?
pink cake. All the panaderias around here have pink cake.
Oh, pink cake.
Yeah, pink cake. You know?
Okay.
If you go over in East Austin, the little places where they don't speak English, they have a big sign that says pink cake. There's a grocery store at the corner of Pleasant Valley and Riverside. There are two grocery stores there. They both have pink cake. It's just white sheet cake with pink icing.
You're right. I remember now.
But it's, anyway, it's the title of my most recent book, which is just a collection of quotes. That's all it is. If you need a handy quote for something, we got a handy quote for it.
I like that.
If you think astrology is junk, yeah, we got a handy quote for that. If you think astrology is just a cast me out, I got a handy quote for that, too. There's a lot of stuff that's from Shakespeare in there, you know? There's a great deal of material in it. I had a lot of fun with that one. It's a collection of quotes that are... I started collecting quotes probably 20 or 30 years ago. And it's just the ones that were clean enough to put down. There's some that I had to cut out.
You're going to have to bring a stack of each one of those to the fair in Austin in August. August the 6th and 10th will be at the Radisson Hotel here in Austin, the Metaphysical Fair.
Yeah.
You know, I say that, but your schedule is so crazy these days. I need to probably ask if you're going to be there.
It's finally calmed down.
Where else will you be in the next, oh, say, 2 months?
The only place I'm going to be in the next, in June, first week of June, let's see. A week from this weekend, I'm going to be in Lubbock. It's Texas Tech graduation. I've got to go up for that. And then in June 6th and 7th, I'm going to be in El Paso.
Where in El Paso?
We're going to be at those. It's not called a psychic fair anymore. I believe they're calling it a metaphysical expo now. But it's a psychic fair. And it's at the Hawthorne Inn, it's the corner of Bowen. It's right by the airport.
I like that hotel. That's a nice place to do fairs.
Yeah. And I love doing El Paso because there's a cultural thing that we get in El Paso. You just don't find any place else. El Paso is part of Texas, but not so much. And New Mexico won't have anything to do with it, and even Old Mexico doesn't really want El Paso.
It's a universe within itself, I understand.
Yes, it is. And actually, there's a localized version of the cuisine. And the localized version, it really is truly Mexican food. And not Tex-Mex, but Mexican food. But it's different because it has the New Mexico influence, but it's not New Mexico food. New Mexico is all about the powdered whatever, the chili powder. And it's a little bit different. Good stuff. I love the local flavor there.
I miss going to the El Paso fairs. Maybe in the next year or so I can start going back. I really enjoyed doing them.
I enjoy my time out there. I've got a special arrangement that's just the best possible thing in the world. I stay with some friends and they've got a travel trailer beside the house, and I just stay in the travel trailer. You know, it's like a guest quarters for somebody like me.
Simple energy, simple energy. That's where you enjoy being.
Yeah.
We need another call-in, folks, worldwide, 877-489-6350. That's worldwide, and Canada and the U.S., 1-888-228-4494. Call in for another question or comment for Kramer, or for me, but Kramer is our guest tonight, so Kramer first. If I can, I'll put my 2 cents in worth, but try not to do that if I don't have to. Where else are we going with Taurus, or what else is happening for the next couple of months that we need to watch?
Well, we're getting ready. We're starting to set up for, but we haven't hit it yet. We're starting to set up for what's going to be a Mercury retrograde. This Mercury retrograde is going to be the second one of this year. It's going to be in an air sign, and it's going to be in Gemini, which means that the blow-ups and the problems from the Mercury retrograde are going to be twice as bad because everybody's going to talk about how bad it is. And they're going to talk it to death. And, oh, my God, Mercury's retrograde, it's the end of the world. You know what? It's really not the end of the world. It's not really worth getting that worked up about. You know what? They can just let it alone, but they're not going to. They have to, like, make a big deal out of it. Anyway, This Mercury retrograde, the reason why I call attention to it, because it is going to be in Gemini, and it is associated, Mercury is associated with Gemini, and the Geminis are going to be a little more problematic than before. And they're going to take this and they're going to let this issue turn into a big, huge issue that maybe it's really not such a big, huge issue. You ever see somebody talk something to death when they need to just shut up? Anyway, we're setting up for the Mercury retrograde. That'd be the first thing that I would look at right now. The other thing that we're kind of having fun with is, you know, Saturn's fixing to turn around and start marching forward. We've got issues that we should have dealt with that are going to be here and be in our face, and it's like either you deal with it or you don't.
So if we haven't dealt with something,
it's probably going to be thrust back in our face again.
And when is that going to be happening?
That's next couple of weeks.
Okay, so folks out there, if you've not dealt with something, now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
In just about every area of your life?
For right now, yeah. And I would urge people to get this as much out of their way as they can.
So professional, personal,
whatever's
anything.
Like a big deal, yeah. Whatever's the big deal.
Tell me about Saturn. Why is that important?
What
does Saturn talk about? Is there anger there? Is there frustration there? What does anger do? I mean, what does Saturn do?
What Saturn does, that's bizarre. Saturn goes around the sun every 28 years, and it goes through our chart every 28 to 30 years, depending on where it falls in our chart. And that's the Saturn return. And one of the things that you want to deal with is Saturn brings up a particular issue that needs to be dealt with. Saturn's also all about work hard now, get paid later. I'm a Sagittarius. I got out of bed today. That's as much hard work as I'm willing to do. And so this work hard now, get paid later thing, it sort of escapes me personally. But that's what Saturn's all about. Put in the effort now, see the reward later. Saturn will reward us eventually. It doesn't come fast. It doesn't come quick. In traditional, very traditional astrology, Saturn was considered one of the bad planets. And it's considered the Lord of Karma.
The Lord of Karma.
Yeah, I got to snicker a little bit when I say that because that sounds so bad. And, you know, it's not quite like that. If you work hard, there are some results. But you do feel a little bit like you're all alone, usually.
Is that like the workaholic energy?
I didn't know. It's like, I don't want to work right now because I'm tired. But, you know, if you do some work, it will pay off.
Okay, gotcha. Saturn's such a beautiful planet.
The pictures are nice. The only got the rings, pretty planet. It's astrologically, you have to realize what it's symbolic of. One of the early Greek astrologers, or astronomer, if you will, what he talked about with Saturn is that with Saturn, anytime you saw Saturn coming around in somebody's chart, you would just predict bad things and they'd come through. And I don't necessarily predict bad things, but I do predict that we're back to that scenario where we're trying to push a rope, trying to force something that doesn't want to make it.
Okay, what else is happening that we need to be aware of?
Saturday.
Fair warning. Call it fair warning.
Yeah, there we go.
Do we have somebody coming in for a question?
Yeah.
Hi, hello. I can barely hear you. Who is this?
Hello, how you doing? This is Ernie from Syracuse, New York.
Hi, Ernie. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
And, of course, my guest, Kramer. What question or comment do you have to share with us?
I just want to know if you know anything about my sign is Cancer.
Yeah. In fact, that's what I was talking about earlier. What's your birthday?
July 8th.
Yeah. The earlier one we talked to was a Cancer, too. Cancer female, Cancer male. Okay. You're kind of sitting in a pretty spot right now. And you're also, basically, you're on hold till your birthday gets here. Got that?
Yep.
And it's not in a bad way. That doesn't mean that you just don't get up and go to work. You keep putting one foot in front of the other. There's something coming out of this. We're just not there yet.
Okay.
The cancer stuff is, it's like, you got kind of a double whammy because birthday is both good and bad.
Right.
How old are you going to be?
55.
Yeah, birthday is both good and bad. This is a good one, though, isn't it?
Excuse me?
This is going to be a good one, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I've been
kind of figured out how to make it a good one, and there's certain expectations that you've reeled in on.
Right.
You know.
I've been feeling kind of down lately, though, the last couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, in the last couple of weeks, we've had this, it's got a little black cloud over you. It's not
right.
A big one, it's a little one.
Right.
We've had a little bit of a drought down here. So, you know what? If you get a big cloud over you, I'm thinking, come on, please, 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 rain, please, please. All right? So when I talk about this black cloud over you, it's getting a little bit bigger, and it's getting a little bit bigger, and it's going to seem like it's just awful right up until your birthday. And all of a sudden, right around July 1st, as a matter of fact, things are going to just start to come cascading down that are going to be wonderful.
Great.
You put a few pieces into play, haven't you?
I'm trying.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem is you're the end of May through the beginning of June, you're going to hit a couple little setbacks. These are not major setbacks.
Right.
Okay? That's like this. Glad I didn't get on that train. It never got there.
Right.
Okay? That's not a setback. That's a step forward. It just felt like a setback at the time. That's the sort of thing that I see going on.
Right. It's been tough the last few weeks, though.
The last few weeks, we're dealing with this, the whole phase of the moon and everybody being difficult about this. You also have got Jupiter opposite you, and Jupiter's going to go backwards. I think it starts in June, like June 1st or so. Jupiter starts going backwards. You get two more passes from Jupiter, one where it's going backwards, one where it's going forward. This is good for you.
Good.
Okay? But these are trigger points. When these trigger points occur, jump on it.
Okay. So what I have to do, is there anything that I can do? All I have to do is just wait, or is this anything that I can do?
Well, you got... it's like a jigsaw puzzle, okay? You got a jigsaw puzzle on the tabletop here. And you keep pushing the pieces around, trying to look at them differently.
Okay.
And you got to keep doing that until you get them to where they line up.
Right.
Okay? Until you got to keep pushing them. If you just sit there and stare at it, nothing happens.
Right. Right.
So you got to take some action.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is. You keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to...
Yeah, you don't feel like you're making progress, but suddenly, you know, at the end of the day, you'll find you walk hundreds of paces.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of rejection lately.
Not for long.
Yeah.
Not for long.
So don't even
long.
Think, oh,
okay, great.
Yeah.
Are you trying to change jobs?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would like to, but I've had no success.
No, you just haven't had, let's rephrase that, you haven't had success yet, but because
yes.
The right thing hasn't opened up.
Yeah.
I have a good job, but I definitely, you know, like to go somewhere a little bit sunnier and warmer.
You need to say that every day to yourself. I'm a firm believer in affirmations.
Okay.
You know, at least ask the universe to provide you with opportunities in whatever field, preferably in this state. At least let the universe know exactly what you would like to have. That doesn't mean you're going to get it, but
right.
You may get an opportunity to say no.
Right. But I do that through prayer. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Did I say that fast enough?
Yeah.
Enough of an affirmation? Yes.
I pray a lot. I mean, a lot. Every day I pray, 4 or 5 times
that's
a day. So.
Very important.
Yeah.
Don't forget to say thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No, what I meant was,
You're
praying,
yeah.
Don't forget to say thank you for this or something better.
Oh, and I do. I always thank God, you know, for everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
very important.
At least I have something, you know. There's people out there who don't have anything, you know.
That's,
I understand.
Showing that gratitude is wonderful.
Yeah. I not have what I want, but I have enough. So, I understand
that's
and appreciate
a sweet
that.
Thing to say.
Yeah.
So few people recognize that, so I really, I applaud you for saying that, for recognizing it and saying it out loud. That's great.
there's a lot of suffering out there, you know, a lot of suffering, and we have to think about those people. No matter how tough it is for us, it's always tougher for someone else. So.
Somebody's always got a longer road to walk. Have you ever read The Prayer of Jabez?
Excuse me?
Have you ever read The Prayer of Jabez?
No.
It's a prayer. It's called, that's the name of the book, The Prayer of Jabez.
Jabez?
Uh-huh. Breaking Through to the Blessed Life by Bruce Wilkinson. It's a little book. It's a tiny book. But it carries a major wallop.
Okay.
Not an expensive book either. Let's see, I bought this a year ago. I think I paid $10 for it. That's what it says on the back. It might be a little more now. But it's well worth the investment.
I'm going to get that. I'm going to buy that. Because I'm always looking for stuff like that to read, you know.
You can put it in your briefcase. You can put it. It's a small book, I'm telling you, but it carries a major message.
I'm definitely going to do that.
You sound like a man who will share whatever he gets, and that's really important with the message of the prayer to be.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate this talk.
Call and let us know how you're doing and when your changes start to happen.
I definitely will.
Thank you. Take care.
God bless you.
Thank you. And you, sir. Bye-bye. You there, Kramer?
Oh, yes.
I'm always afraid we're going to lose you, and I know that Seth does an excellent job, but for some reason, I've been a little uncomfortable tonight about keeping our connection, but so far we've been doing good. We have about 2 minutes, folks, out there, unless Sweet Seth whispers Sweet Nothing's in my ear in a minute and says I have to wrap it up. My clock says about 2 minutes, so we have time for at least one more fast question. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. Canada, the United States, 1-888-228-4494. How would you like to wrap this up, Kramer? What other information would you like to leave
like
with us?
Like I said, everybody needs to just be a little bit cool. Watch for some big stuff, fun stuff occurring on Monday. And you know what?
Say that again, Kramer. I lost you. Watch for what?
Big stuff, fun stuff occurring on Monday.
One of the people
I talked to today, one of the things that I said, look, he happens to be out in the country someplace, and I said, just Monday afternoon, turn on your TV and be glad you're not there.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Okay.
It's a whole lot easier that way.
Okay. Are there any points on astrologically, or have you had reason to do this? Yes. Do we have another caller? I got a beep, so I thought maybe that was a caller.
Yeah, John, it's time to go.
Maybe so. We've got 1 minute. Think about this one, and maybe put it on your website. Have you looked at the chart, I guess you would say, or just in general for any big things that might be happening worldwide? Okay, folks. Sweet Seth says I have to go. So thank you, Kramer, very, very much for being with us this evening. And
My pleasure.
Always. Anytime. We already have him scheduled, and I can't remember when, but I think it's August, if I'm not sure. But we will talk to you and maybe about you in the meantime. And Thomas Nolan will be with us next week.
I really appreciate Thomas. I like him.
Listen, just join in with us. Call. We'd love to have you. So, take care, folks out there, and don't forget to share a smile with somebody this week. Kramer, talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.